I think, was known as Corn Dodger, but we would refer to my mama's cornbread as Corn Dodger.
Oh,
but,
you did?
But I don't think that...
That was actually what?
I don't really think that's what the real Corn Dodger was.
Uh-huh.
Corn Dodger was more or less crusted all around,
uh-huh,
see?
Uh-huh.
And the cornbread, you know, was crusted maybe on top, but down the bottom it had just a thin...
Just a thin crust on the bottom. Mm-hmm. How about hush puppies, did they...
They cook those with fish that's made out of cup of meal.
Mm-hmm. They did cook those back then.
They'll cook them. Well, I never ate any hush puppies till first I remember eating about 20 years ago, something like that. Maybe they made them, but
uh-huh.
I wasn't familiar.
How about anything that, like, after they cook the lard, the crackling stuff?
Cracklings.
Did they do any?
Well, now they made some crackling bread, too.
Uh-huh.
But I never did care for that. A lot of people eat pure overall crackling, but that's too greasy and grimy for me.
That sounds greasy. Ugh.
And, well, it was.
Well, how about...
I don't think it's good for you, really. But I think that's reason I'm still strong, because a lot of food that I think deteriorated people's body,
uh-huh,
made them fat, I didn't eat.
Yeah, maybe that's...
So I'm a little bit fat, but
well, what I want to know is how come you have the strong muscles? That's what I want to know.
It's solid.
You have the strong muscles in your arms. That's just, I can't believe. Now, this would be something that's fried in deep fat and has a hole in the middle. They cut out a hole in the middle. Kind of a sweet thing. But they used to make them homemade. I don't think people make them homemade anymore.
What's it made from?
Dough kind of stuff, and then
I don't know,
do you ever remember making homemade donuts?
Oh yes,
they did make those.
Yeah, my sisters.
Oh,
my mother never did.
Uh-huh.
But as we grew a little more modern, my sisters learned how to make donuts.
Oh, they did.
And this sister that I refer to that in my memoirs, she just died 2 years ago. She was always concocting something new to eat.
Mm-hmm.
She would get any kind of recipe and try to make something. She liked to cook.
Mm-hmm.
And I was ready to eat it and try it out. I was her tester.
You were a guinea pig. That's funny.
Yeah, she taught me to drink coffee.
Yeah, that's the one.
I guess I'm about 6 years old. And she was 5 years older than me, and there was a... It's my sister's, when one married and left, and then the next one was a cook.
Oh, that's the way it works.
One thing my dad took care of my mother. Now, she worked like a dog, like most women back then. But she didn't have to get up and cook the breakfast unless she wanted to.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
The girls, when they become around 12 year old, if they were the oldest in the home, they was the cook.
Mm-hmm.
And my sister Georgia had to fall in that category. And she'd get me to get up with her.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, get up, I'll give you some coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Man, out of there, I'd roll. And she'd go down and get that old smoked ham, and there's nothing tastes as good as the type of ham that we used to put up, smoke with sassafras and hickory smoke. And she'd cut down through that and get a great chunk of it, make that brown gravy and those hot biscuits and that coffee, and man,
oh.
I'd go for that.
You go for that. You know, it sounds like really used to have really good food.
Yeah, we did.
You had good
food. And we put up so much fruit that you could almost, well, we had blackberry chili, blackberry jam, just cooked whole, you know,
mm-hmm,
grapes, apples, peach preserves, and man, they had nothing better than peach preserves, you know. Honey, you had any kind of sweets you wanted. And we didn't have the fancy meats. We didn't have bacon as such, but we had what we call side meat.
Oh, you did?
And salt meat, but later we learned how to make bacon. But this salt meat was exceptionally good, you know.
Uh-huh.
And we would put up